Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Married to His Will. I feel like it's been forever. I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. It's been about 2 weeks or so, but it feels like a long time. And in those 2 weeks, I've recorded probably twice and did not decide to upload those. I decided not to upload those because it was just me venting and it was kind of like me writing in my journal. And I was like, you know what? My channel is about uplifting and inspiring. And honestly, I only want to give you what God gives me to give you. And so as I didn't even listen to all of them through and through, but the first one I recorded, I was having a really, really bad day. It was around September 26th or so, or the 25th, that Monday night. And I had one of my low moments and I was just like, God, I don't know what I'm feeling, but this is horrible. What am I going through right now? One of those things. And I felt like I was really low, but it feels like at least once a month I'm low. So it tells me, ding, ding, it's hormonal. Okay, this is just not a typical like depression or anything. Something else might be going on in my body. However, I don't dismiss that, yeah, maybe my circumstances are causing me to feel sad sometimes. And so I do use my coping tools. And if that was one of the way I got it out, that's how I was going to get it out. And so I did record an episode and did not air it, but maybe I'll put a little clip in here. We'll see. Please enjoy this little clip of the episode I did not air. And it's just going to depict to you just a moment where I was really down. And I just want you to experience the real me. I didn't want to upload it by itself as a podcast, but I just wanted you to capture a little bit of a moment that really was sad for me. And I quoted those scriptures and just began to encourage myself. And really, that's real life. So enjoy that short little clip and I'll be back. Often I feel broken. Like I'm not living my best life. Like I'm not living the way he expects me to live. But I'm trying. I found myself picking up another snack to eat. I'm like, why am I eating? I'm not hungry. And I sat down on the couch and I realized I'm trying to fill an emotional void. A missing piece of me. As if I am meant to be with someone. But the time is not yet. And I have to wait. No matter how long it takes. Take my voice. I would like someone to want to take me out. I'd like to feel pretty. I'd like to feel like I am a queen. I tell myself I am. And sometimes I feel great about myself. But there are those days where I just want to be noticed. But not like I'm going many places for that to happen. So, yeah. This is crazy that I'm doing this here. But heartbreak is real. Pain is real. Like a soulish pain is real. Emotional pain is real. And I have felt it in this process. But God is the lifter up of my head. He is my shield and my buckler. He's my hiding place. He's my help.
Take my love, my Lord, I pour.
Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever." Amen. And then Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He foundeth it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seeks thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory." I probably didn't say that verbatim, but I thank God for the words of scripture that I've learned and that's been in my heart since I was a child. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. Where the earth all around is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I'll go to the rock. Where do I go when the storms of life are raging? Who do I turn to when there's no one who will listen? Is there a refuge? Yes, there is. In the time of tribulation, I go to the rock. I know that he's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I run to the stones that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stand by me. Where the earth all around is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Wow. Way to lift me up. Take my voice. I am his and he is mine. In every step of the way, he's showing me his love. That even when my friends forsake me, when men forsake me, He is my refuge. He is my strength. He's my fortress. In Him do I trust all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
See, but even in that recording, I was expressing how I actually recited two scriptures, Psalm 23 and Psalms 24, where I was, you know, thinking of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, everything. And those scriptures lifted my spirit while I was doing that podcast. So you probably would hear me being in that very sad tone. But then as the podcast was continued, I started to uplift myself through the word of God. And that is a necessary tool when you can be able to encourage yourself in the Lord without listening to someone else, but really knowing the word for yourself. That is a great way to cope through any situation. And so the word of God has been lifting me up. But besides feeling low that week, I also became very ill. I think last Friday. Yeah, I just started to feel feverish and having chills one Friday evening. And then this Friday again. So two Fridays ago, I got sick. And then this Friday again, I got the stomach flu. I'm like, what is going on? I can't catch a break. And right now I have a little hoarseness. I tried singing in the second recording. I was like, Suzette, you are not giving the people trash. Okay. So today I just wanted to share my heart as I feel inspired again. I thank God for the wind beneath my wings, right? There's wind. I feel a wind blowing my way and I receive power today through the word of God, not just from church, but actually it was mainly from church. I was actually watching online today because I didn't feel well enough to go anywhere. So I was online watching my friends in Maryland. I was watching that service and Restoration House and enjoyed a powerful word by my sister, Pastor Karen. I definitely want to have her on here on this podcast soon. But I mean, she spoke a word that really resonated to me. It was what I needed and it answered a lot of questions I had. I love when the word of God just clarifies things for me. And then I tuned into my old church in the Bronx and I was listening to my brother-in-law, Richard McDonald, as he talked about waiting on the Lord. And she talked about, actually, he kind of re-emphasize some of the things my friend at RHI talked about when he talked about waiting on the Lord. And she was talking about, you know, sometimes God put you in the season of isolation and you can't tell anybody anything because they won't get the glory for what God is going to do. And that blessed my life because it's really put in perspective some answers or some questions that I had, you know, regarding some people he brought my way, but then quickly things turned around and they couldn't stay. You know, it was just for a moment. And there have been moments where I felt really low. Like there was no one, absolutely no one I felt like I could turn to but God. And during one of those moments this week or this immediate last week, I was reading, I'm just taking my phone down here. I was just talking to the Lord in prayer. I wasn't even reading a scripture, but just talked to him and he gave me the clearest word because it was one of those moments where I felt like I was just praying with moanings, you know, just really not really clear words. But the Lord knew my heart and he started to speak to me. And the one thing he said was, he's given me enough. Like I have enough. Actually, he said, let me see exactly what he said. I'm actually looking in my notes here. So more often than not, the clearest word from the Lord will be the thing you didn't expect to hear about yourself. I'm just reading my notes. And it surely sets you straight. It is the word that cleans you up and makes you free. I mean, I'd be saying so much to God in that closet of mine. And then that calm, loving voice says one thing and it simplifies everything. It'll be catching me off guard, like, oh God, okay, God, you could not have been any clearer. I hear you. I mean, he kind of tells me about myself and I'm like, okay, I see me. I need not cry about that anymore. I feel like I found a key. Now I'm empowered because I discovered the truth that made me free. That's a blessing. That's a revelation. I gladly receive what will make me who you want me to be in the kingdom. You see, it's not about things or fame or anything we work so hard for. It's about him. I'm grateful that he's leading my life. I will use what I have to glorify him. Whatever you're crying about today, he is working something in you for his good pleasure. It is not for your good pleasure, for your good pleasure specifically, but it's for his good pleasure. Though the benefits are amazing, give him the glory right where you are with whatever you have. He wants the glory out of your life. So I remember in that moment while I was praying, he brought me back to a moment where I was asking him about my voice and I was telling him to fine tune it some more with, you know, getting me on a team I was trying to get on. And I was able to get on that worship team. And I remember, you know, God really honed in my skills a lot more as a worship leader at Christian Pentecostal Church in New Jersey. I mean, I was singing with some professionals, y'all. And he brought me back to that memory as he was telling me, you keep asking me for more when I gave you everything you need. I was like, okay, God. That flashback was a reminder that it kind of spoke to me about how sometimes we forget, you know, how much we do have. We forget what we do have and how adequate it is. Sometimes we feel it's not enough. And I began to thank the Lord for reminding me that I have enough, that I am enough. And I remember posting that on Facebook this week. Just, I am enough. I have enough. Some of you haven't even used what God has given you yet to the capacity that he wants you to use it. And you still ask for more. Some of you haven't heeded the first instruction he gave you yet, but you're still asking for more. And more than that, he said, it's not about me. It's really about him getting the glory out of my life. So when I'm asking him for more, is it that I am trying to be better or trying to compare myself to someone else and it makes me feel inadequate? Who am I trying to impress? No one. I don't want to impress anyone. I want to give God my best. So when I'm singing, whatever I'm doing, I want to do it to the glory and honor of God. So that even empowered me so much more in every area. When he said, I've given you everything you've asked for, and you still ask for more. I'm like, I even thought about the last episode I uploaded, and it was me doing some worship songs. And I was very self-conscious of that. But then I let it go because I realized it's not about sounding good, better than someone else. It's about giving God the glory. And my voice was given to me by God. Your gift was given to you by God. So don't hide it anymore. I don't care how you sound. Granted, you need to know if it's yours. You need to know if it's the lane you're supposed to be in. You need to know if that's your calling, that's your gift. I know what God has given to me. I know he gifted me to sing, to minister through song, but not just through song, but through the spoken word. And there's some things he's still developing in me, and I'm just cherishing what he's given me. But when I heard that word, it empowered me for every facet of my life. When I think of what I need financially, I now know I have enough. I began to look at my resources. He said, look at what you have. Because like, God, how am I going to go on this trip next week? I don't want to be in the same situation I was when I went to Mantle and I came back and I didn't have enough. And the Lord said, look at what you have. And I began to look at what I have. And I felt hopeful I said, okay, maybe I can't go by that means, but I can go by this means. Are you really evaluating what you have, and are you being a good steward with what you have? I am challenging you to assess what you have in your hands. What are you asking God for and you want more of? I'm looking at my hair, right? And I feel inspired because, you know, my hair is something I even prayed about. Like, God, thank you for my hair. But sometimes the flesh comes up and you're like, I could use some more. But for who? For who? Who gets the glory out of what I'm needing or asking God for? Who gets the glory out of the thing you're asking for? Lord, I could use some more money. We all could use some more money. But then we get more and then we're going to ask for more again because it's never enough. We have that insatiable appetite for more and more as if God is never enough. And I'm inspired by that. That wherever we find ourselves, we can be enough, we can have enough, and just know that God is our source. But we have to assess, we have to constantly assess where we are, what we have, and what we're doing with it. When you come to therapy, when I have clients come to me, they're assessing why they're where they are. So, okay, I say, let's go all the way back and I'll bring you up to speed. Let's see where you are now, why you're where you are right now. Let's assess, right? So that we know where we're going next. And so we assess. And more often than not, there's a lot of insight in that assessment. I simply want you to assess today. Assess why you think you're not enough. Assess why you think it's not enough. Assess why you think you don't have enough. Assess why you are upset with your children because they're not like these other kids. Assess why you're upset with your husband because he's not like that other person. What do you have that you're not stewarding well? I am challenged and I feel grateful to God for speaking to me in my lowest moments. I feel grateful to God for speaking to me when I don't have the answers. Another thing he's been telling me is I need to wait. So yes, assess, make sure you really need what you're asking for. But even in that, God's promises are what they are. And I know he's made some promises to you and you're waiting. And sometimes you just have to wait on the Lord. And that word has been clear to me more than ever today. Sometimes I just have to wait. There is no choice. Sometimes it doesn't mean I have to do anything. All it means is I have to wait because God knows exactly when. And his timing is perfect. He knows who's going to come through and why it's going to come through them. And it's not necessarily the people that you have around you now. I'm sorry, my voice is going. It's been a hard, tough 2 weeks, okay? Trying to get through this cold. But what are you waiting for? When you assess where you are, you'll know why you have to wait. Where I am, I realize I can afford to wait because I'm not necessarily feeling exactly ready for what he said he has for me. Okay. I don't know if I'll ever feel that way. It's not based on how I feel. He knows when I'll be ready. So I'm going to go by him. Okay. But when it does happen, his timing is so perfect. I believe it's going to blow me away. I believe it's going to blow you away. He's going to bless your socks off. Just wait a little longer. This night season, this dark season, is only for a moment. The scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your joy is coming. Who knows when morning is? You know, in some parts of the world, it's night for a long time. Maybe you're in one of those night seasons that's taking a long time to wrap up. But your season of triumph is coming. Your season of breakthrough is coming. Do you know what you need to do? Spend some time with yourself. Write down your thoughts. Get acquainted with you. Who are you today? I realize I'm constantly changing, especially now I'm divorced, no longer with someone who the same person I was with for 19 years. It's constantly I'm assessing myself. Where am I now? I'm far removed from that person. I'm no longer his wife. I'm no longer interested in that person. I don't even like the idea of thinking about ever even considering being with that person because I'm far removed from that place. Where I am now is excited for what God has for me. But sometimes I go through moments where I don't know what that is or who that is. Or I have moments where I'm like, I just don't get it. Confusion comes. In the process of walking towards promise, sometimes you find yourself in a place of confusion. And confusion never feels good for the Christian because you're like, oh, God is not the author of confusion. But confusion is also an emotion. It's not necessarily the chaos that comes from the enemy, but it is sometimes a moment where you're being turned around. It's where you're for a moment disoriented because you don't exactly see the path ahead. And I can say I have those moments when I don't see the path ahead. And I really have no clue how this is going to end up. Well, I have a clue because of the promise, but I don't know the how because I'm in the process. And in the process, it requires me to wait and to trust and to have faith in the Lord. In the Lord. And waiting is a part of that. Sometimes confusion is a part of that process. Sometimes anxiety is a part of that process. You know why? Because that's another emotion. I'm not talking about the spirit of fear. When you feel anxiety, that is not the spirit of fear. Some people walk in a spirit of fear because the enemy put that on them. But God did not give you, as a believer, the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So the feeling and emotion of anxiety is not necessarily a spirit of fear. So you have to recognize and be understanding of the difference between the two. You know, because we all have the instinct to fear if we're in danger. That's just natural, right? How else do you take your hand away from fire if you don't sense the danger, right? That is instinctual. So there are times we have fear because we need to be aware or be alert to what's happening. So fear in itself is not a bad emotion, but it's necessary. But walking in the spirit of fear stops us from achieving what God wants us to achieve. The spirit of fear can look like hate. It can also look like anger. It can also create mischief for others because you're afraid. The only antidote for that type of spirit is love, right? Spirit of power, love, and love. Because perfect love casts out fear. That's what the Bible says. Right? So love can wipe out that fear, that spirit of anxiety, that spirit that tells you not to love freely. Why do you think some people have a hard time loving again? Because they hold on to the spirit of fear. They want to protect themselves from, they don't want to get hurt again. Wow. I didn't even think I was going to talk about that. But when we decide to love, right? When we say in our heart, we're going to love again. It is a decision by that we made by faith. Maybe you're struggling to love again. I didn't even know I was going to go there. But maybe somebody right now who's listening, you're struggling to love who God has put in front of you. Maybe you are attracted. Maybe you feel a connection, a drawing, but something in you says, I don't know if I can love this person the right way because maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I can't trust. And God is compelling you to trust Him, trust God, and He will direct your path. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him. He is the one that's directing your path. So if you're in a relationship and you're feeling like you're afraid to take the next step, allow God to work on that heart of yours. Don't be afraid. Trust the love of God. He's the one pushing you to make that change. Remember, love casteth out fear. So far I've said a mouthful, right? You know, I've talked about knowing that you're enough. I've talked about waiting on the Lord. Okay, I've talked about love. What does that all have in common? It seems as if all that we need to do in this season is look to our Father. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He is my refuge and strength, my fortress, my hiding place, my rock, my firm foundation. What better way to cope with life than to walk with God? I can tell you, exercise more, eat well, get sunshine, take vitamin D, right? Journal, do all the things you have in your power to cope with life well. But what better way than to have a relationship with God Himself? That's the best way to survive this world. He is the one that gives salvation. Salvation comes through no other but Jesus Christ. And so, who knows who needs this message today? I've said a lot. My desire is to empower and inspire. And this morning, I found my strength, the wind. The wind is blowing again. It's blowing my way. And I am strengthened. I am revived. I know I'm healed. I'm set free by His power divine. Because I'm saved. And I will wait until my change comes. So please enjoy this outro of my sister singing, I Am Saved by His Power Divine, from her Hymns to Him album. Jesus saves. I Hope you enjoy this as I wrap up this podcast. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. She's going to bless your lives. Stay married to his will.
A joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all